like that.
You got it like that.
Can I have it like that?
You got it like that.
What's up, guys? Welcome to this week's McInnes Marketing Minute. We are coming from
my patio. Welcome to my home.
There we go. Warm welcome, apparently. We're coming from J. Gordon McInnes's rooftop today, and we're talking about a topic which is, you know, a pretty tender topic, something pretty sensitive to a lot of people, but putting the onus back on us.
As
professionals, as you, specifically when it comes to listing, essentially, you need a realtor who is going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yes, so when you do your first initial meeting with your agent or the agents you're interviewing to list your home, they're going to give you what's called a CMA, a comparable market analysis, and in that, hopefully they are showing you all the closest comparable units to what you currently have and want to sell. Ideally, as Ben said, something in the building. If it's not in the building, the closest comparables by a variety of specifics and criteria in the close proximity to the building that you're in, and painting a picture of what you will realistically be presented with today as today's climate's market value for your home.
Yeah, so the reality of it is, guys, is the market is the market, whether you're happy with it or whether you're upset about it, whether you're over the moon with it or whether you're extremely angry at it. The market is what it is and it's not gonna change. And so, especially to a lot of people, they haven't seen it take this turn for a while, so it's hard to realize. So, yeah, so, you know, the majority of people maybe even weren't buying property then or have even forgotten that time or something like that. But the reality of it is, if you bought a property this time last year and you didn't make any substantial changes since you bought it, renovations or anything, your property is 9.9 times out of 10 going to be worth less now than what it was last year. And, you know, we could sit here and spout off to you, no, it's worth 100,000 more, and no, it's worth 150,000 more, which all sounds great in theory, but that is not what the market is doing, whether you're angry about it, whether you're happy about it. That's what you need, and it needs to kind of be clear cut, because, as again, putting the onus on us realtors, it is our job to stay in tune with these things and to educate you responsibly. It's actually one of our fiduciary duties. And that sometimes has to involve a reality check to a lot of people as well. You know, it's essentially we're staying involved in it. And when, as Jay said, we're doing these listing presentations for you, we're showing you a list of active comparables and solds. That's the information. That's the proof right there behind the pudding. That's not us just making up kind of a story. So essentially we are just a storyteller, because we're finding these stats and these figures to relay this information, and we're relaying it to you so that you can make a more accurate judgment on what is appropriate to list your property at in order to get it sold. You could list it for 500,000 above asking price or for the above market value if you want, but it's not going to sell. So we're talking here about if you actually want to see a positive result for this.
Yeah, so when you get presented these statistics in the comparables, this is the part that you really need to focus on. And like Ben said, if you do really want to sell in today's market, you need to be relative price-wise to what's going on in the current climate. If there are close and accurate apples-to-apples comparables, great. If there aren't, then you need to build as much criteria around the closest comparables as you can. Plussing and minusing for positives and negatives, of course, and to try and come up with a range, but being, without saying arrogant, hard-nosed, as a seller in this market is not gonna get you the result that you're looking for. You can't, again, lack of better words, bully people like we were seeing a year and a half ago into paying your number because there is a lineup behind you or anything like that. If you actually want to sell, you need to pick an agent who's going to show you the comparables and the reality of what the pricing of today's climate is going to offer you, and make a decision based on that. If they say your property's worth $1.5 million and you want to list it at $2 million because you paid $1.65 million last year, or you want to list it at whatever that's above that, then clearly it's no longer worth. You're not going to generate any activity. It's going to sit, it's going to become stale. The longer the days on market, the more leverage buyers have against you to come in at a possibly under market price to test your motivation. And listening to your agents in this market is key, because you're just going to burn time otherwise. The other point I want to make is if you are getting offers or you know your agent says we're expecting an offer today, get them to tell the buyer's agent to write down why they're offering the number they are. You want justification. If you're listed at 1.5 million and someone's coming in at 1 million, and you're not going to accept it, that's fine, but ask them to justify their numbers. If they can't, then yes, they're wasting your time, but if they can justify your numbers and that does or doesn't match with what your listing agent showed you at the start, it's just another point of perspective from another agent that's working in the market to see what the reality of the market value is of your home.
Yeah, the reality of it is as well is just because you hear a larger number be said doesn't mean that it's going to actually result in that figure. So you could list your property for $300,000, $1 million, $5 million, $10 million above the asking price, and you can look at that listing and there's a whole load of zeros there and it looks phenomenal, but if it doesn't sell, it's just one zero, and so you haven't gained anything from it. So that's why it's important that the realtor of your choice can tell you how the market actually is and what is going to be effective in selling your property. Of course, not underpricing anything at all, but they can give you a realistic figure as to what the current market value and climate looks like for your property. Because we, especially in the news and the media a lot, we keep hearing about record low sales figures, and that's true, but sales are taking place, and they're taking place on the most effectively priced homes. And that's not just the guys that are underpriced, that's the people who have said, okay, this is what the market is showing, this is how I know this, and so this is how I'm gonna price my property, and they go. That's why you still hear on those properties about multiple offers, backup offers, or it's gone within a week. It's just the climate has changed, the market has gone through a correction, and you need a realtor who's strong enough to tell you, look, this is where it is. Even if your expectations were here, unfortunately it's now here.
If you actually wanna sell, this is what it needs to happen. And you need to, we've said it before, motivate the market in this climate. Buyers on all levels have options right now, and they have the time on their side. So how are you going to price your property to make a buyer get off the fence and actually write an offer? Additionally, pricing all the times you go on MLS, if this is the first time you've been on or the 10th time, these are all public, publicly documented through the back end of MLS. All the buyer's agents can see this information. They're going to show their buyers this information to gain as much perspective on your specific address as they can to create a strategy to move forward and try and achieve the property, buy the property. So if you've been listed 6 times with 6 different agents in the last 12 months, the buyer can see that. And if you're completely out of the realm of today's relative pricing based on comparables, A, you're going to detour a lot of people that are just going to simply say they're out to lunch on their pricing, this is a waste of time. Or B, you're going to get people coming in saying they're so far out over here, we're going to offer so far down here and see if we can get more leverage out of them, just costing a lot of, again, time and energy just because we're not willing to listen to what the market's actually saying.
So I think that pretty much wraps it up, guys. Thank you for joining us this week. As always, please do like, subscribe, leave us a review, send us any of your questions, and we will see you next week.
Also, one more thing. Thank you for that exit. But another very common thing in this market that we call buying the listing, agents specifically saying yes to prices that are unrealistic to sellers, and then attempting to reduce down. Again, dating back to my last comment of all this information is public, this is just building perspective for the buyer that you were started unrealistically and you're coming down, and this is going to motivate them to, again, offer below market to try and get it at a realistic price. So be very wary of, everyone wants the top price, but I'd be very wary of agents that are not
yes,
giving
man.
You this criteria of the market that you maybe don't want to hear, and just yes, okay, that sounds good, let's try it, because you're going to be getting a call from them in 15, 30, 45 days hammering the reduction or trying to, and it's just not productive for you or, of course, hopefully your successful buyer that's out there in the current market. That's all I have to say.
Okay,
thank you.
Until next week, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Have it like that.
You got it like that.
Can I have it like that?
You got it like that.